You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today are Pat Caro and Nadia Rivas. Pat is the director of the Academic Advising Center and also with Project MOVE, and Nadia is with the Center for Civic Engagement and also with Project MOVE. Thank you very much for being with us here today, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Louis. Thank you for having us here.
Now, what is Project MOVE?
Project MOVE is our annual day of volunteer service. We bring together faculty, staff, and students from the UTEP community to provide service to the El Paso community. And we've been doing this for about 6 years, right, Nadia?
Yes.
And so it's what we do is we take one day out of the year on a Saturday, and for 4 hours, we go out to the community and provide all kinds of volunteer experiences, anything from creating a garden or painting a home. So it's really an opportunity for UTEP to give back to the El Paso community.
So it could just be one day, but during that one day, a variety of things are being done.
Correct. We have anywhere from 80 job sites going on all simultaneously with anywhere from about 1,600 volunteers, all UTEP affiliated, whether students, faculty, or staff.
And I mentioned Nadia Rivas is with us also, and Nadia is with the Center for Civic Engagement. She is also one of our graduate students. And Nadia, you've been involved with Project MOVE for a number of years, I guess, now, and you really enjoy it. Tell us, how did you first get involved with this? Did you volunteer for one of these days?
So when I started off as a freshman at the Center for Civic Engagement, our department volunteered to take on a specific job site, right, to volunteer. And our first site was to help out at a carnival that several kids were going to attend. So it was actually really nice and very impactful because it was the first time that I was able to volunteer as a UTEP student and in the El Paso community. So it was great to see. One of my favorite parts about Project MOVE is that we get to become aware of our community needs in different aspects. So one year we did a carnival. The next year we painted a mural at an elementary school. And just last year we painted a playground, which they had told us, you know, if it wouldn't have been for you guys, our kids wouldn't be able to play outside in the playground. So that to me is very rewarding and impactful. And it only stands to our UTEP's mission, right, and to engage into the El Paso community. So it's a lot of fun. I encourage all the students here at the university who have not, involved with volunteering to take part of this tremendous event on February 28th.
Now, you may have people out there, Nadia or Pat, who say, well, you know, I'd like to volunteer, but there's really nothing that I can think of right now that I would be really good at. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that to volunteer, you have so many different aspects as to what you want to volunteer in. And I can say that you have interest, right? And you have skills and abilities. So there's so many different sites out there that need your help. If you like to work with animals, we have the Animal Rescue League of El Paso. If you like to work with children, we have the YWCA. So there's really no limit to it. And this is what's great about Project MOVE. We do not force you to go to a site. You choose what site you want to go to. You decide where your skills and abilities will be more beneficial.
Okay, Pat, so people are listening right now and they're thinking, well, what do they have to do? Pick up the phone, contact you, and then is there some kind of training or meeting they have to go attend?
Right, Louis. Well, really what we want students to do is to get online at projectmove.utip.edu and sign up for a project. And as Nadia mentioned, there are all kinds of options available to students. We've done things like fix bikes, paint skating parks. And so there's just a wide range of options for students to get involved with. And you could also get involved as part of a group. If you're involved as a student in an organization or you want to bring your other UTEP friends along, you can join as a group to a community site and get involved that way. But we're really stressing that what we're hearing from the students that have gotten involved is that this is just a really life-changing opportunity for a lot of them. A lot of them are telling us how it just makes them feel so great to be able to give back to the El Paso community. And the really neat thing about it is that it's once a year for this concentrated four-hour time frame. And so we're not asking them to commit to continuous hours. Now, if they want to do that, if they find something they really like, we have even heard from students that it's such a life-changing experience that they continue to go back with that agency and help out.
Oh, so you have year-round opportunities.
With the agency, not specifically connected to Project MOVE, per se.
Tell us about this year's events, Pat. What do you have planned?
Okay, so this year's event is scheduled for Saturday, February 28th. We will ask our students to meet us at Glory Field at 10 a.m., and we will have a brief rally. At that point, their campus liaison, will get them organized, let them know exactly what the project is going to entail, and that way they will head out to the project site and be involved in whatever activity that they're going to do for the day.
So going to your website, they can't find out any information about what you're doing, where you're going until the actual day?
On the website, they'll find the information of the actual agency, so they will know ahead of time possibly what agency they're going to work for and what that agency is going to require of them to do.
And I guess that's important as well because they can know how to dress, what to bring.
Absolutely, yeah. And our experience in the past has been to dress warm and dress in layers because with the El Paso weather, we never know whether the morning's going to be really chilly. And then by the time you're done at noon or at 2 o'clock, it'll be a little warmer. But, yeah, for the most part, what we want, you know, what we see is students are enthusiastic. And the project site itself will tell you if you need to maybe bring make sure you wear comfortable clothing, of course, but maybe bring a hammer or something like that. But for the most part, what we really want is the manpower.
So I would imagine that not only is this a good place to volunteer, good opportunity to meet with other students and faculty and staff here on campus, but also to get to know El Paso and the community, especially if you're not from this area.
Yes, and well, I've always lived here in El Paso, but I'm from Fabens, so I'm way from the Lower Valley. So I always used to volunteer in Fabens, you know, at my local church, things like that. But when I stepped into El Paso, I had no idea that, you know, some of these nonprofit organizations, some of these, you know, schools need help. They need help with something as simple as painting a mural or cleaning the backyard, right? One of my favorite parts about Project MOVE as well is when we first start walking into the organizations, they're extremely happy. We see their excitement in their faces. I can't believe you guys are here to do this all for free because you guys volunteered. That's great that we're able to make that change within our El Paso community. And we have orange shirts all over the El Paso community that day, so it's just UTIP pride bursting everywhere. And that, to me, is amazing.
Pat, because I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that you are also the director of the Academic Advising Center, the fact that, okay, here you are, showing, as Nadia mentioned, UTEP colors, but UTEP help, UTEP minds, UTEP people at work helping everybody else, bringing the community together.
Absolutely. It's really just great to see all these students that are out there representing the university. I know my experience personally last year was we worked with Rebuilding Together. My group did. I'm an advisor for Student Org. And we were out at an elderly person's home painting their backyard. And so the people there and the homeowners were just so grateful to have us out there painting their trim. And the daughter was out there taking pictures with us. And just she couldn't – they just couldn't believe that they had UTEP students out there that were willing to do this to give back to the community. So it's a really, really great experience for everyone that's involved, regardless of the project that someone's working on. It's just such a great opportunity. And a lot of camaraderie is what we're seeing, too, is that students are bonding with each other, but also getting to see that as a group, working together, you can accomplish such great things.
You all get together once a year to do this, but obviously it's not just a one-time thing. You guys work on this year-round and doing other things. How do you go about selecting an agency or targeting a certain part of the city?
So we're looking, and Nadia can help me with this, we're looking for like nonprofit organizations. And we have thanks to the Center for Civic Engagement, we have this list that we work off of. And we start really like a year ahead of time looking at different agencies and making phone calls. The whole planning committee spends quite a bit of time making phone calls and asking agencies if they have a project that we could help out with. And so we start looking at it that way, and we're really looking at things at projects that can be accomplished in a four-hour time frame. And so that's one of the key things. It's that we're working with the nonprofits and that it's a project that can be accomplished within that time frame and that will benefit the agency as well as give students a wonderful experience.
And what about transportation? The students go on their own? Or does the university provide transportation?
The students pretty much go on their own. And so we do want to meet all the students at Glory Field that morning to get everybody together to make sure they understand where they're going and the timeline and whatnot. And it's a pep rally. It's an atmosphere of getting everybody pumped and ready for the day. And then heading out to the locations. And so this does also involve faculty and staff, and we're really looking at asking our faculty to come and join us this year because they really play a vital role in being liaisons and helping make sure that as a group and out with the agencies that we're staying on track and accomplishing our goal.
And Nadia, you are a graduate student. This is a great opportunity also to pad your resume and put in there that you have done community service.
Yes, and something that's so important, for example, 1 year we had a student who had never volunteered, and she volunteered to be in our group. And with that, she started networking outside of our group. She had never been involved. She decided to sign up for Project Move and said, you know what, I'm going to this project. I want to paint a mural. We all started networking. We all started putting our connections together. And then she eventually started volunteering a lot more and got involved a lot more within campus. So this does help tremendously with your resume. Of course it does. But it's not only for that. You get so many things out of this besides being able to say, you know, I volunteered at Project Move. You're able to say that you made a community connection, which not a lot of other universities give that opportunity to their students. So that's another of the great opportunities that we offer.
So what does the Center for Civic Engagement do as far as involving students and organizations from the community year-round after this event's over?
So our mission is to engage the UTEP community with the El Paso community, so something along the lines of Project Move. So what we do is, once again, we do not force students to volunteer, and we do not tell students where to volunteer. We have volunteer programs, we have service learning programs, we have a work-study program. So our work-study program is neat because you can have a work-study position outside in the community and help with community organizations. Not necessarily just stay in UTEP, but you get to work your network outside of that as well. A lot of our students do service learning. They get to learn what they're learning in the classroom. They get to incorporate that in the real world and our outside community with our community needs. So we invite all our UTEP population to come by and visit the center for great volunteer opportunities. It is completely free. No requirements at all. All you have to be is willing to participate with volunteering.
And as you mentioned, even though you live in the area, you were in Fabens, you didn't have much experience with some of these agencies. And there may be a lot of people who have lived here in El Paso all their lives, but until they have something to do with, say, the rescue mission or the animal shelter or anything like that, they perhaps may never set foot there until something like this happens.
Of course. So we give these students the opportunity, no requirements. And that's very important that we don't put requirements on the students, because then a lot of students can be hesitant, like, oh, well, I don't have that and I don't have this. But that's not the case. It's open to everybody. And even if you're not part of an organization, and even if you've never been involved, you can still register as a student volunteer. And don't be afraid if you don't know anyone, because this is a stepping stone to getting to know somebody, to getting to know, you know, university directors, coordinators, so you can start, you know, networking, and you can also make an impact in your community.
Pat, as far as numbers go, you mentioned that this is your sixth year, I believe. How many people are you specifically looking for, or on the average, how many do you get helping you out?
Well, last year we had about 16,000 volunteers, and we provided about 700,000 hours of community service. And so we don't have a set number. I mean, everybody is welcome. We don't turn people away. We want students to participate. And we work pretty much to the end to get agencies connected to students. And so we don't have, there is no magic number. This past year, we had 80 job sites, as I mentioned earlier, and all the job sites were covered. And so it's just a really great opportunity to bring the El Paso community and UTEP together for
now,
that day.
If you wouldn't mind giving us again the information as far as the date, also phone number, and possibly a website that people can go to find out more about the program.
Okay, so Project Move 2015 is scheduled for Saturday, February 28th. Students and agencies could sign up and register at projectmove.utep.edu. And we could also contact Ryan Holmes at 747-8694.
That number again is 747-8694. 8694-747-8694. The event is going to be taking place on February 28th. You will be asked to meet at Glory Field, and then from there you will go on to your various job sites. But this is an opportunity for you to volunteer and help the UTEP community. And again, if you need additional information, call 747-8694. We've been visiting with Pat Caro and also with Nadia Rivas, talking about Project MOVE. And again, that event will happen on February 28th. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Department. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.